أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودت طائفة من أهل الكتاب لو يضلونكم وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. Since quite long before the ayat that have been revealed with regard to the Christians who came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they wanted to debate about the truth, and according to them Christianity was the right religion. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave them all the answers and proved it clearly that they have got their wrong beliefs, and in fact they are not even Christians. They are not following Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam clearly told them, I am not God, I am not the son of God, don't worship me. Worship only Allah Ta'ala. But that they are worshipping Isa alayhi salam, so they are not even Christians. And their beliefs are completely wrong, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave them all the proofs. But when they were not prepared to accept that, then Allah revealed the ayats of Mubahala, that is, invoking the curses of Allah Ta'ala on those people who are wrong. That also they were not prepared to accept. So in other words, they were just up to mischief. They knew they were stubborn. They know they are wrong. They had all their proofs given against them, and they were not prepared to accept also to invoke the curses of Allah who are wrong. In other words, they were not at all the seekers of truth. They only wanted to make trouble. So then even after that, Allah still invited them towards deen, and Allah showed His great compassion. So in these ayat now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warns the Muslims that always there will be this group amongst the Ahl-e Kitab, the Jews and the Christians. In the Jews, perhaps it is the Zionists of today, but one group of them that are hell-bent on misguiding the Muslims, always creating doubts in them. And all their planning and plotting, their think tanks that they have, and they are always making plans to take Muslims away from the true religion. So that Allah Ta'ala discusses here, that Muslims must be aware that these people are always there to try and take us out from our religion, to create doubts in us, whether it is through the schooling system. And there also they create all the doubts that we are not from Adam alayhi salam, that Allah Ta'ala did not create us, na'uzu billah, but that we are from monkeys, etc. All these wrong things. And now presently with all this LGBTQ and all the mixing of boys and girls in the schools, etc., where Farda has been almost completely removed. All these things are all their brainchild. They create this and then they introduce it through Muslim people. People who are prominent in the Muslims, through them they promote it. It was for a long time that they promoted it themselves, but they have realized what takes them hundreds of years to promote an idea. If they get a Muslim name to promote it, it gets promoted very fast. Especially if it is the ulama, the ummah accept it. It's the alim who's saying this. So we have to accept it, we have to believe in it. So therefore we must be very careful of all this planning and plotting of the Jews, and in today's times where they are using Muslims and prominent Muslim scholars, they are using, whether it is scholars for dollars or whatever it is, but they are using them. So Allah Ta'ala warns about that. Allah says, وَدَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. عَرْضُ هَي بَعْضِ أَهْلِ كِتَابِ. Some groups of the Ahl-e Kitab. And Quran Sharif everywhere is very, very fair and just. Allah did not say yet all the Jews are like that. But there are certain, there are those Jews who are very orthodox, very sincere, and they haven't got anything to do with the fighting of other people or turning other people from their religion. They are just devoted to doing their own thing. Similarly with the Christians. There are those devoted Christians who are only concerned with worshipping Allah, though in their wrong way. But they are not concerned with harming other people. But so there is a group among them that always wants to remove the Muslims from their true belief. And this has been always the case. لَوْ يُذِلُّونَكُمْ كَيْ كِسْ تَرَحْتُ غُمْرَهْ كَرِيْتُمْكُمْ That how can they misguide you? They are planning all the time, and it isn't a hidden fact today. The think tanks they have, the plotting and planning they have, and the various strategies they use to, if they can't turn a Muslim from his religion, at least they want that he doesn't remain a Muslim. If he doesn't become a Christian, but at least he doesn't remain a Muslim. And a great effort is to create doubts in the child. In the Muslims. Today we find that with the Darwin's theory that is taught at school, if the children don't believe in it also, but the doubt is created. There is some, now that full conviction is not there, and the doubt is created. With all the other things also that they do, the love of sports, the love of dunya, in place of the love of Quran. Now, today, we'll find that which child has got love of Quran compared to the love of the smartphone and the love of the sports, etc. They will die for the sports of the children. And for deen, for their fashion, their clothing, etc. So all this is their planning. Whether it is their fashion clothes, whether it is Nike on the clothing. And today we find good people, and they don't realize what the Nike sign or just the emblem of the Nike, the tick on the clothing. This is all the way, and many people, good people, they say we find no fault in it. Whereas it isn't anything difficult to find. Anyone can go onto the internet and Google what is Nike about. Similarly also is this other warm clothing, Kayway. Gee, that also, just go and Google it and see what it is. But good people, five times namazis, it is on our clothing also. This is all they're planning to remove us from the true deen and to remove us from sunnah. So much so that this long Saudi, Yahudi, Jubba also, all that is their planning, which they've brought into us, and we are promoting it today. So Allah Ta'ala warns us about this, that they want to misguide you. And Allah says, وَمَا يُذِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ Or gumrah nahi karte, magar apne aapko. And they don't make anyone go astray but themselves. Yeah, the meaning is not that they are going, that they're making themselves go astray. They are gone astray. Yeah, the meaning is that all who they make to go astray, all their guna is on them also. Whoever they succeed in making to have doubts in deen or turn away from deen, all that guna is upon them. Like that, they are gone astray already. It isn't that this makes them to go more astray. They are gone astray, but now the gunas of all the people who go astray are upon them. And this is a very sad case where a person will not, the Quran explains it, the person will not be able to carry his own gunas when he will have to cross pull sirat and on the day of Qiyamah, and then to have the extra burden of other people's gunas. This is one of the worst stupidities a person can do. And unfortunately, our learned people are doing, going astray, all the wrong things they promoted. On the TV itself, wrong which they are promoting. And then on the TV, panel discussions with ladies, no parda, etc. All this guna they are doing, and they are going to carry the guna of all those other people who are looking at these programs, and people who then think that if this big ulama are doing this, so it can't be wrong. It must be right. Parda is not so really so important as what some Maulvis are trying to make it. They are overdoing it. So all that guna is also on them. A person won't be able to carry his own guna. Where is going to carry the guna of all the other people? So the Allah warns us about this, that the Jews, and especially in the Jews, more than the Christians, but even in the Christians, there is that group that always wants to mislead us. And they are working 24 hours around the clock. They don't spare a moment, and they don't spare a cent. You spend huge amounts of money to misread, whether it is our girls, whether it is our boys, whether it is the Muslim community at large. And today they have spent in the ulama to do this work for them. And they pay them. Would the ulama get a, if they get happy, they get a big sum. All the dollars which come to these scholars, they get happy. But it is a meager, small, paltry amount for them what they are giving them. And through that, they are causing all this havoc. And Allah says clearly at the end, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ or نَهِ سَمَجْتَ. And they don't understand. In fact, they are thinking we are doing great good work. Especially the agents that they are using, whether it is the ulama, and they feel that we are serving Islam. We are taking them out of the dark ages and we bring them into the enlightened times. We are bringing them from ancient times into modern times. They thinking they're doing a favor to the Muslims. They have no idea. And the Quran in many places explains this, that when a person goes astray, then and he goes further and further astray, then he's convinced that his wrong is right. And then to convince that person, a person who knows his wrong, to explain to him is not difficult, he'll understand. But the person who's wrong and convinced he's right, it's very difficult to convince that person, which is a common thing with our youth also. When they are doing the wrong things and they are bent on that wrong thing, to explain to them is very difficult. But that person who understands I'm doing wrong and accepts I'm doing wrong, to guide him is not difficult. But the person who is adamant, he's on the wrong, fully on the wrong, and he is proving you wrong in fact. He debates with you. Today's youngsters will argue and debate with their parents and with their elders, and they will prove that they are right and we are wrong. Though the parents have got so much more of experience for one, which is for sure. They have more knowledge also than the youngsters. But the youngsters will try and prove the elders wrong today. So this ayat, though a short ayat, but has got lot of meaning in it and lot for us to think about and to correct ourselves, and the main thing to be aware that how these enemies are plotting and planning. It isn't all their planning and plotting. Allah has made us aware and Allah has spelled it out for us. And if still we're not aware and we're still falling into their clutches, and we are following them, then this is only our own unfortunateness, that Allah has made it clear, explained it to us, but we still don't want to listen and accept. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us understand. Subhanallah.